My baby sister's always grabbing stuff she shouldn't have, and she won't let it go. She can't control everything.
Sounds like all of us. We often try to hold on to what God wants us to give to Him. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever tried to take something from a baby because you know it wasn't good for them? Like a toy they could choke on or maybe something sharp like a knife. You know, we all tend to hold on to things that aren't good for us, like sin, a bad attitude, or even regret. And God knows they can hurt us. So instead, we should focus on what God gives us. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Our story for today is called Clenched Fists and Open Hands. Alicia tried to peel back her baby sister's fingers. "Mom left me to watch you for 5 minutes, and you're already trying to take something you shouldn't." Bella's hands were in tight fists, and it was hard for Alicia to get back the little ball that belonged with her dollhouse. "You could choke on that. You don't want it." Alicia got her toy back and tried to get her sister settled with something safer. She was relieved when Mom came back and took Bella to get ready for their grandma's birthday party. At the party, Alicia greeted her grandma, then sat down to listen as her aunt thanked everyone for coming. "We have a question for you, Mom," her aunt said. "As you're turning 70, do you have any advice for us?" Alicia's grandma smiled. "Always live your life with open hands." "What does that mean?" Alicia's mom asked, moving to her aunt's side. "Never hold on to anything in your life, thinking you can control it or that it's yours," grandma said. "Always live with open hands, letting God have control. You don't know what's best for you, but God does. We can trust Him with our lives because Jesus gave His own life to save us. I am who I am because I've been trying to put my life in God's hands year after year." Alicia thought of her sister and her tight fists. The things that Bella tried to hold on to weren't good or safe. She wanted those things, but she didn't know they could hurt her. "You look deep in thought," Mom stepped up to Alicia, Bella in her arms. "Mom," Alicia stood. Her sister's hands were in tight fists. With her mom's help, she opened Bella's hand and took a small stone away from her. "Where did you even get this?" Mom shook her head. "We should know that when she has her hands like that, she's trying to keep something she shouldn't have." "That's kind of like what Grandma was saying," said Alicia. "We sometimes want to hold on to things when God knows they're not good for us." Mom nodded. "Grandma gave us good advice, to live with open hands and trust God to fill them with good things He wants for us." Well, how about you? Do you live with open hands, trusting God to take care of you and direct your life the way He knows is best? Or do you try to control everything and hold on to the things you want, no matter what? We often want things God knows aren't good for us. Instead of clenching on to what you have, put your life in God's hands and trust Him to fill it with the things He knows are good for you. Our key verse today is Psalm 16:11.
"You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand."
And our key thought for today, live with open hands. Uh-oh, my dog Chester is missing and I need your help. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio this August to collect clues and discover the secret code phrase. Then send it in for a chance to win a Lego Creator dog set that looks just like Chester, plus some fun Keys for Kids gear. Can we solve the mystery together? Join the search at keysforkids.net and tap Search for Chester in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap Search for Chester. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.